Please mark in your hymn books number 940. That'll be the song of encouragement here in a couple minutes. First of all, I want to thank everybody for their participation. I appreciate all my brothers who have spent time preparing for this. It's a little unconventional as we are used to, but I think it's been good. It's been good for me. I've been lifted up by it. I think any time that God's word is proclaimed through song and prayer and just reading it, our time is well spent, folks. And, you know, nothing to take away from any speaker, any preacher who has studied and prepared and developed presentations. We all appreciate that. We all love that. I do. But as I was kind of half joking with Jeff Benninger this morning, any time a person is called upon to speak or to teach, the lesson plan's already here. You teachers understand that when you have a substitute teacher, you got to work really, really hard, maybe even harder than you normally do, just getting the lesson plan ready for this sub because you want everything to go just so. Well, all of us have a lesson plan right here. And so just for a few minutes, I want us to share some thoughts. First of all, this whole theme that I've been getting, and maybe I'm a little dense, but it sounds to me like we've been praising God a lot. We've been glorifying God a lot. He's the focus. That's what our worship is about. It's not about anyone in particular, any personality. You know, it's about our God. When we come together, we are here to encourage one another. We are here to point to Jesus and say, this is who we hope in. Okay? You know, it's easy in life to get discouraged, isn't it? You know, there's always somebody there or some noise out there or some news item out there that wants to rob you of your joy, suck the life right out of you. You know, you don't need any help to get discouraged. There's plenty of opportunities for that. What you do need help with, though, is to be encouraged. And when we come here together, and that's why I appreciate the gentleman that spoke in our Bible class this morning on the video. You know, we went through this couple of years where we were forced to be apart, and it was needful in many occasions to do that for a while. But I'll tell you the truth, I miss seeing people's faces. I miss hearing people's up close and personal voices. You know, we are a social people, are we not? One way or another, you're going to get together with people. That's most people. Now, there are those out there that just as soon not ever see another person. They're a little odd, though. This I'm just going to say. They're a little different. But everybody is on a spectrum. Some have to be with somebody all the time. Some never want to be with anybody. But most of us are in the middle somewhere. We want to be with people. And today, we have been encouraged through song, prayer, and scripture, and focused on praising our God, glorifying our God. And then why is that, though? There's a reason why. And if you would have a moment, go to 1 John chapter 5. I'm going to just read 13 verses there. And my heading in my Bible, and some of you have headings in your Bible over certain passages or sections of chapters, this one says, faith in the incarnate Son of God. Meaning, obviously, that Jesus, fleshly man, was also God in that flesh, incarnate. Okay, I'm reading from the NIV. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. Obviously, you can't love God if you don't love Jesus. This is how we know that we love the children of God. Okay? By loving God and carrying out his commandments. In fact, this is love for God, to keep his commandments, and his commands are not burdensome. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. He did not come by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that testify, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and the three are in agreement. We accept human testimony, but God's testimony is greater, because it is the testimony of God which he has given about his Son. Whoever believes in the Son of God accepts this testimony. Whoever does not believe God has made him out to be a liar, because they have not believed the testimony God has given about his Son. And this is the testimony: God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. In verse 13, I want you to focus on this. I write these things, and John is writing these things, to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. The King James says that ye may believe, and that ye may know also that ye have eternal life. You know, when you think about what he's saying here, there's a reason why we rejoice as Christians. If you really take this to heart, if you listen to what's being said here, you shouldn't have any reason to be downcast. I realize things come and go in our life that for the moment causes us to be a little bit disappointed. There's things that happen. Disappointments happen in life. Silly little things. You know, I am ashamed of myself how easily I am disappointed about nothing. We had a pretty hectic day yesterday. Loved the day. Loved being with our grandchildren. It was a great day. A great couple of days. But when you have about five of them and they all want something almost at the same time, and you're kind of just, you're not really, I'm not at my best, let's put it that way. I usually like to be a very methodical, planned out person, right? Christy can vouch for that. But when you have other folks wanting things, you just kind of are flying it around to see your pants. So I had intended to, I noticed that it bothers me. I'm a little bit weird about this, but I noticed that the air in Christy's tires were a little low. I thought, man, I just dropped the kids off from uptown. She's in the house with them, corralling them. I'm going to run down there to the garage. I'm going to put some air in that tire real quick so I can get back up there and help her out. Went a little too fast. Had my passenger side mirror a little bit too close to the door of the garage as I'm backing out, and guess what happened? So, you know, right away, like a spoiled little boy, I got my lip sticking out. There it goes. There's the mirror. Now I got to do, woe is me. You know, I come up to the house. Of course, it's chaos. And I walk in and I just said, Christy, can I just have a moment of your time? I wanted to make sure she was disappointed like I am. Because I'm disappointed and I want her to be disappointed too. But she always disappoints me in this way by saying, it's just stuff. It's nothing. And I stopped to think for a minute. I said, here I am, worked up over a mirror. A mirror? Isn't that pathetic, folks? I think it is. You don't have to nod your head in agreement. Think it is if you want. Because it is. And we laugh about it. But how many times during our day do we do the same kinds of things? And it doesn't amount to anything. And you read this right here, and he says to us, and we can believe this if, and we won't get down into the weeds because we don't have the time for it, but Jesus Christ, it came by water and by blood. The Spirit testifies about this. God has said it. They all are in agreement. This is truth, folks. This is truth. We as Christians, when we obey our God's command, when we are, and I know we in the Church of Christ are called water dogs, because you all think you got to get wet. Yeah, we do. We got to get wet. But it's not the water. Yes, water is an act of obedience. It's the closest thing you're going to come to, in my opinion, of simulating death burial, and resurrection. You figure out some other way that's better than that, and I'll listen, but I don't think there is. This is the perfect plan. And why? But what is it? Is it the water? No, it's your obedience. It's coming into the contact with the blood. Whose blood? Not mine, not yours. The pure Lamb of God. We sung and songs about the Lamb of God. We read scripture about the Lamb. The Lamb is Jesus Christ. And when he comes back, he won't be coming back as a sacrificial lamb. He'll be coming back as a conquering king. Think about that. Our king is coming back. And I'm going to end on this, and I want to flip over real quick to Revelations chapter 3, verse 3. You're all familiar with this. He's talking to the church in Sardis, and he's talking about them being a little bit asleep, and he's basically telling them, wake up, folks, wake up, Christians. You're Christians, but you're asleep. And I just want to advocate this to all of us, that we that have been buried with Jesus, with those of us that have been added to the Lord's church through the obedience of baptism, we can still fall asleep, folks. And I would challenge all of us to wake up. Because in verse 3 it says, remember, therefore, what you have received and heard. Hold it fast. What's he talking about? And repent. He says, you know what you came to Christ about. You know why you are his. I'm reminding you what you believed. You hold on to that because you're letting it slip through your fingers, it sounds like. He says, hold it fast and repent. But if you do not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what time I will come to you. And we talk about this all the time. We talk about this with the kids. We say, all right, you know, we have alarm systems, and we have mom's got a Simply Safe system up there. We got all this stuff to alert us. What's going on? Is there a problem? Because we tell the kids, if I'm going to come in and steal something from you, am I going to call you up and say, okay, at 2 a.m. on Sunday morning while you're asleep, leave the door open because I'm going to come in there and steal all your guns, Colton. Would a thief do that? No, he wouldn't do that. He's not going to tell you when he's coming to steal the guns. If he did, guess what? You're going to be ready, aren't you? But he's coming as a thief. Never going to tell you. And there's going to be a lot of people that's going to be surprised. We don't want to be surprised, do we? And I want to tell you something this morning. I'm assuming most of you in this room right now have already made the commitment a long time ago to let Jesus be Lord of your life. Somewhere along the line, you walk down some aisle in one church, in some church building someplace, or you had a Bible study with somebody and you say, hey, I believe what this word says. Thank you for telling me about it. I want to repent. I know that Jesus is the Lord, and I want to be baptized. And you did all those things. But somewhere along the line, you got drowsy. You can repent of that. It just takes encouragement. That's why we're here. We're to encourage one another. There's no shame in that, guys. There's no shame. We all can get beat down. We all need our batteries recharged. But then there's some in here that have, there's, they have, you really don't, you can't glorify in God because you've never accepted Jesus. It says, how are you going to love God if you don't love his son? How are you going to love God if you don't love his people? You can't. If you have been walling with that in your mind and saying, well, there's a better time. Lester made those comments about, he's a teenager and he's got plenty of time. I mean, we say that. We would not tell our children that. You got plenty of time. Live it up. When you're an old fogey like your dad or your grandpa, think about Jesus then. We wouldn't tell our kids that. So why would some of us sit here and get... Let us be told that by the evil one, because that's who's telling you that. Satan is saying, wait, don't get all worked up about this Jesus. Wait, what did he tell Eve? You're not going to die. I know that's what God said, but that's not true. He lies. That's all he knows to do. That's his plan. So this morning, when Eric comes up here and sings that song, I want you to think about it. If you have any need whatsoever, we're here to take care of it. Eric?